Nights of Rain and Stars by Maeve Binchy, read by Terry Donnelly.
Chapter 1. Andreas thought he saw the fire down in the bay before anyone else did. He peered and shook his head in disbelief. This sort of thing didn't happen. Not here in Aya Anna, not to the Olga, the little red and white boat that took visitors out to the bay. Not to Manos, foolish, headstrong Manos, whom he had known since he was a boy. This was some kind of dream, some trick of the light. That could not be smoke and flames coming from the Olga. Perhaps he was not feeling well. Some of the older people in the village said that they imagined things. If the day was hot, if there had been too much raki the night before. But he had gone to bed early. There had been no raki or dancing or singing in his hillside restaurant. Andreas put his hand up to shade his eyes, and at the same time a cloud passed overhead. It wasn't as clear as it had been before. He must indeed have been mistaken. But now he must pull himself together. He had a restaurant to run. If people came all the way up the hilly path, they would not want to find a madman, someone crazed by the sun, fancying disasters in a peaceful Greek village. He continued fixing the red and green plastic-covered cloths with little clips to the long wooden tables on the terrace outside his taverna. This would be a hot day, with plenty of visitors at lunchtime. He had laboriously written the menu on the blackboard. He often wondered why he did it. It was the same food every day. But the visitors liked it, and he would put welcome in six languages.